The question was asked, how do we define chassidut? So chassidut has a literal meaning, which is a level of piety. It's used in Talmud. And then it has the modern meaning, which is the colloquial common meaning that people use it today, which is to describe someone who adheres to one of the different Hasidic movements. Now, they're all under the movement of Hasidut, the Baal Shem Tov's movement, which basically takes Jewish concepts, certain concepts that already existed in Judaism, and puts a greater stress on them. So one example is we say, Mitzvah Gedol Alios B'Simcha Tomit. So that's, they say it's Rav Nachman from Breslov who said that. Well, he might have said it, but it was predated, 500 years before him, there were early commentaries who showed from the text of the Torah that there's a very important concept of being happy, that happiness is an important concept in Judaism. We have indications of that in the Torah. So he put a stress on it. And that's so the different movements in Hasidut put stresses on certain things. So they stress prayer over Torah learning. They stress the value of the individual Jew, how cherished every Jewish soul is before God. So these are things that they stress, which are really Jewish concepts, and they put the focus on those concepts. So that's really the different Hasiduyot will stress different aspects, but they're all more or less along the same lines about stressing the service of Hashem in prayer, the importance of every Jew, the fact that God loves every Jew in whatever state he's in. So you can understand that these concepts, the concept of always being happy, of doing mitzvot out of happiness, so these concepts speak to the masses. These are concepts that you don't have to be a Torah sage in order to appreciate or apply within your own life. And they're concepts which can be applied even if a person has not perfected their traits, has not developed a high, deep understanding of what the Torah wants of him. So Hasidut, from its onset, from its inception, speaks to the masses, but it's basically about taking specific concepts and focusing on them.